Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending October 24th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And news writer Colin Steele.
Today we'll be joined by IBM's Christy Bell, Vice President of Services Channels and Global Technology Services Mid-Market Services Offerings. Thanks for joining us, Christy.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's been going on with IBM services and why VAR partners and potentially small integrators need to know about it and what kind of opportunities there might be for them to work with IBM.
Over the years, there has been a relationship between the IBM services organization and our business partners, both those that already have relationships with IBM from a hardware or software standpoint, and those that have a unique relationship with IBM from a services standpoint. However, what we understand is that that relationship hasn't been as rigorous as we would like. And so I moved into this role in July, and we knew we wanted to strengthen our relationship through business partners such that we had the opportunity to accelerate our revenue growth by engaging business partners in a relationship with us that was more formal than had been in the past. So what we've been doing since July is primarily focusing around what we have identified as our asset-based offering suite. And those are offerings that include our internet security services offering set, which was an acquisition by IBM, our Arsenal IPS, which is part of our business continuity and resilience service product line, and Softech and Novus, which also were acquisitions, recent acquisitions by IBM, and sit within our storage and data services product lines. And then, obviously, one of the places where we've enjoyed quite a strong and loyal relationship with partners over the years is in our maintenance and technical support. So around those five offering areas, we have been implementing the rigor required and the infrastructure or architecture required to support a strong relationship with business partners. So just a wide sweeping change is afoot within the global technology services and also, by the way, in our broader GBS team as well. So all of our services communities are now taking a much deeper and much broader look at how we integrate the use of business partners as a core element in our go-to-market strategy.
So basically these offerings you're talking about, these service-based offerings, they'll be available through partners, but they will also be available through the IBM's own service delivery arms, correct?
Yes.
This is always a tricky question. Is it compensation neutral, depending on how they're delivered?
It is compensation neutral.
Wow.
So there's no reason for there to be any conflict in the market. Frankly, we're in the process now of building a set of communications out to our field sales teams and our field delivery corps to say we are being very intentional about strengthening our ability to address market needs and requirements by integrating a relationship with the business partners, and we expect there to be no issues in the field as that takes place.
Are you tiering this by customer size? Is it the kind of thing where what IBM says as SMBs would go through business partners primarily versus the biggest accounts going through IBM's sales force?
No, I have responsibility for engaging our business partners across all markets. However, you know, I also have responsibility for mid-market offerings. So certainly we're looking at how we engage business partners as a preferred route for mid-market. And frankly, you know, IBM, STG, our Systems and Technology Group business, has made a declarative statement around the role of business partners in the mid-market space. And ours is more around a preference to engage with partners in that space.
Christy, with the way the economy is now, are you seeing that affect the demand for services either positively or negatively? And what are you doing to help your IBM services partners deal with the economy now?
We are not seeing a change in the demand for services based on the economy. By and large, the clients that we deal with are clients that still have identified a need as it relates to how they grow and manage their business in the face of a challenging economy. And so we're still providing consultant level and delivery level services to supplement any shortfalls they may have in their own infrastructure environments. And we're engaging business partners as part of that dialogue.
One of the things that we follow, it's not IBM specific at all, but just this whole kind of trend towards software as a service and managed services. And I'm just curious, when you're out talking to IBM partners, Christy, what you're hearing from them in terms of that model shift, if it's really happening or if it's more talk than action, or are people preparing for it on the VAR side? What are you seeing out there?
You know, I'd say it's a bit mixed. And some of it is dependent upon geography, and some of it is dependent upon market size. So interestingly, I had a business partner tell me that in his smaller market sets, he's not seeing as aggressive a vision around software as a service as he's seeing more at the high end of the mid-market and into the higher enterprise-type client sets. And it was a bit of a surprise to us because I in my conversations with them, I had thought that would be one of the items that a mid-market or SMB client might begin to look to as they try to determine how much of the IT infrastructure they're going to manage themselves and how much they'll rely on others to manage for them. But that wasn't the case.
People have been saying for years that box sales are dead, there's no margin in hardware, blah, blah, blah. And yet, partners still seem to be relying a lot on product sales. I'm just wondering what you're seeing there among your maybe hardware partners adding services and other value add to what they're already doing.
Before you mentioned value add at the tail end of your question, I was going to say that is exactly what they're looking for. So the opportunity to expand their value to their client set by engaging either to deliver services themselves or to engage with a well-known brand like IBM is we're seeing really take off with partners. And, again, it's a combination. One of the things that is really important to us is to ensure that we get this balance right between the business partner delivery and the IBM delivery, and ensuring that we have a collaborative relationship with our partners that allows for them to have this value-added relationship with their client set, and we help them get there.
All right, Christy Bell, Vice President of Services Channels and GTS Mid-Market Services Offerings for IBM. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
On next week's podcast, our guest will be Robert Anderson, the CTO for DigiPi Technologies, a Microsoft partner out in California. He's going to check in live from the Microsoft Professional Developers Conference and let us know all the news that's going on there.
To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Barrow,
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.